This is Jam Live, and you are listening to a live performance by the Tamir Hendelman Trio from Los Angeles. We recorded this show at the Yukon Arts Center in Whitehorse in October 2017.
Thank you. Charlie Parker, you've heard of him. And Jazz on the Wing. So I thought we'll do a little Charlie Parker, a little bird. This next song is Anthropology. It's going to give us a chance to feature the delicate and intense playing of our great percussionist on the stage here. Please give a big hand to Dean Koba. Thank you. A few years ago, I got to first perform in Alaska. And maybe you know this town called Sitka. They have a jazz festival every February. And when I went there, I was walking around in the main street, small street. It was snowing. And I chanced upon a little shop that had all kinds of Russian memorabilia with these little nesting dolls. And my heritage is my grandparents came to Israel from Poland when they were about 4 years old. And my grandmother used to live just two floors below us, so we would hang out there a lot. And she would have a lot of knickknacks that she had picked up during different trips, including these nesting dolls. So here I am in this foreign land, walking along a snowy street, seeing these nesting dolls, and I'm thinking of my grandmother and how she traveled. Now I'm traveling. And I decided to write her a song. Babushka. Do you all know the name Babushka? What does that mean? Scarf. But maybe it doesn't really mean grandmother. That's Matryoshka, I guess, right? But close enough. And then nesting dolls. How do you say that? I think it's also Babushka. So, anyways, close enough, right? Okay, so I wrote a song, Babushka, which in my mind meant grandmother and nesting doll and maybe scarf too. Okay, but here's Babushka. Thank you. Thank you. Well, we're going to play one more song before we take a break. I'll tell you, it's not often that we play to such an attentive, quiet audience. Wow, I love it. No, actually, we've had a similar experience in Vancouver, right? Amazing. We were competing with the group that was across from us was Coldplay in the arena. So it was, you know, an equal match. You know, that's good. So the song we're going to do for you before intermission is actually from my first album, Playground. And a few years ago, I was fortunate to be part of a tribute to the great pianist Horace Silver. And Horace has always been one of the funkiest band leaders, someone who really can put a groove and stick with it and give the horn players something interesting to do, and has been an inspiration. And John Clayton, the leader of the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra, was commissioned to write a piece to celebrate us, to celebrate Horace Silver, and fittingly was Horace Silver's 75th birthday, and so the piece was called Silver Celebration. But what we're going to do is a piece that relates to Horace's background, and his family came to the U.S. from the Cape Verdean Islands. So we're going to do a tune that he wrote called The Cape Verdean Blues. It's going to take us a little bit to a warmer temperature than where we are right now. So please, one more hand for Dean Koba on the drums. And Alex Frank on the bass. Here's the Cape Verdean Blues.